Monday, November 25th, so Saturday morning around 10 o'clock, I walk out of the house with both boys to take Bodhi to basketball class. And we walk out of the house and we're walking down a block, and it quickly dawns on me that my car is not where I left it. And, you know, we don't have a designated spot in Brooklyn, right? So we, you know, park wherever. So there are times where I'm like, wait, where did I park? Okay, I have to like think through it. Or I have to ask my wife or vice versa. And like, we have to figure out where it is. But that rarely happens. But I go through that in my head and I'm like, no, I 100% parked here. And where here is, there is no car. There's a car. It's not mine. So I freak the fuck out. I text Alexis, like, no, she didn't take the car, because like I had it last, and it was like 6 p.m. the night before that I parked it, and this is 10 a.m. the next morning. Like, oh my God, our car was stolen off this like quaint little neighborhood block. Like, stunned, shocked beyond belief. Like, I can't, like, shaking with shock and awe. Just unbelievable. What the fuck happened? So I text Alexis, we're going back and forth, like, what the hell? She, like, was in a spin class, she leaves. I call an Uber to take the boys to basketball class. So, like, while I'm in basketball class, I'm still freaking out. I text this guy, Danny, from my block, who, like, is the block president, and he, like, knows cops and has been in the car business. He's just, like, the guy to know when things go down like this. Like, before they call the cops, you call Danny. And he tells me that the night before, like 11:30, he was walking home and he like saw a suspicious looking tow truck circling the block a couple times. And, he thought he might be a repo guy. He's like, I knew that guy was either about to repo a car or steal a car. He's like, 'cause I used to steal cars when I was younger. And I just knew that that guy was up to something. Anyway, without going through all the details, if you want like all the grimy, gory details of this story, you can reach out to me separately. But sure enough, what ended up happening was we have a new financial advisor as of this past summer. So we had our car payments, our lease payments on, you know, direct auto pay with direct withdrawal or whatever, where like Nissan would just go and take the money every month. Sure enough, when we switched financial advisors, this guy like went in and, you know, redid whatever he did, shook his stuff around and like switched some accounts or whatever. And we learned through this car missing that we have been paying a couple different automatic bills since August. So our car was repossessed. I'm sure you're thinking, wait, they didn't reach out to you? Probably. But like, we get these, you know, pieces of mail every month from them, and I rip it up and don't even look at it because it's always the same thing that says, all right, we took your money, we paid your bill. That's it. Over. So, I don't know. Am I supposed to open my mail from now on or whatever? And since it was Saturday, all the places that you need to rectify such situation were not open. So I had to wait until today, Monday, this morning, to call Nissan, then go to CVS and send a MoneyGram of cash for like 4 months payment plus a repossession fee. Then had to wait a few hours until it like cleared. Then had to take an Uber to Staten Island to pick up my car and then drive it home, which took like an hour and a half in traffic. So here Monday evening, the car is back where it safely belongs, parked in front of my house. And hopefully that's where it stays until I decide to move it, or my wife, not some random repo guy in the middle of the night. So, you know, growing up, you always hear about repo, but like never affects me. Guess what? Repo. Me. That's right.